This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. I don't know if you guys watch hockey. I wasn't a real big hockey fan. I mean, I'm a fan of hockey. I just wasn't an enthusiast until the Golden Knights, you know, came to Las Vegas. And then I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, I think I get it. I'm still not as in love with hockey as I am with football. But I got to tell you, man, after last night, I think my heart stopped like five different times. And it was a crazy game. But for those of you that didn't watch hockey, I really suggest you watch the last quarter, not the overtime, but the period. Okay, there's periods in hockey. Sorry. My bad. I watch more football. They got quarters in football. They got periods in hockey. But I really suggest you watch the third quarter. The third period. All right? Because some real crazy stuff happened. And in life, we have things happen to us, and we feel sorry for ourselves. And I do. I love pity parties. I just do better if there's a pity party. I'm like, ladies, let's just get together. All right? Let's just complain and gripe and get it out. And there's usually somebody in the pity party that has it way worse than you. And then you're like, oh, all right, well, I feel better. And so what I want to urge you guys to do is anytime you feel you got screwed, whether it's out of a job, whether it's in a relationship, whether you got a bad hand in life, okay? And you might have, trust me, some of you guys might have, you know, worse than what we saw. You might feel a little better, I hate to say that, watching the third period of this hockey game. So, as you guys know, the Sharks are playing the Golden Knights. It was in San Jose. And the Sharks were down by 3. And this is something I don't think I've ever seen in hockey, the following events. But then again, I'm not a big hockey enthusiast until now, so I've missed out on decades of watching hockey. But the Sharks apparently were down by 3. And this was the final game in that series between before they move up in the bracket and then play the Avalanches or whatever. So this was game 7. So whoever won this game gets to move on. Whoever loses is out of the series completely for the year. Just out of their season ends. So the Golden Knights are winning. And it wasn't even their home game. So everybody's doing the dance. But then this real bad accident happens. Now, I don't know what the hell happened. But Joe Pavelski, during a face-off or whatever they have, I don't know the terms too well. For some reason, he flips and he falls on his head and he just lies there. Kind of like, remember in Rocky IV, Apollo Creed lying there. And we got quiet. It was scary stuff. And he's just lying there on the ice. And then when they move him, there's a pool of blood. And this is Joe Pavelski. And we haven't really heard, maybe you guys have heard, but I still haven't heard what his medical status is. People running out on the ice to help him. They were able to walk him off the ice, and it looks like he was holding his ear. So the blood might have been coming out of his ear or from his ear. I'm surprised they were walking him and they didn't take a stretcher. Because he could have incurred a real bad neck injury. I would have, I would have immobilized that neck and carried him off with a stretcher like they do in football. But they walked him off because they probably thought he probably cleared C-spine precautions. Not sure how without an x-ray, but they did. And he walks off and they clean up the blood and all that. But then they give a five, they eject the other player that had supposedly caused the flip, although I still don't see how it happened. I really don't get it. But they ejected him and gave a 5-minute power play. 5-minute power play. Now, for those of you guys that aren't familiar with power play is when you have one player down, and it kind of allows that team to have an advantage. But usually a power play is only 2 minutes. And once they score a goal, the power play is kind of done. This was 5 minutes. And the Sharks end up scoring a goal, and then another goal, and then another goal. And then after the power play, they get another goal, and they're in the lead. And we're watching this going, wait a second, how did that, you know, this kind of was a weird penalty. I mean, it didn't look malicious, even though hockey players, you know, beat the crap out of each other on there. A 5-minute power play was kind of a pretty strict penalty. But you see the team go from being the underdog to having this chance that unfortunately happened because of a really, really severe injury to the point where now they're ahead. Knights end up tying it. They go into overtime. The Sharks end up winning. Knights are completely out now for the rest of the season until next year or next season. And so everybody played great. I mean, Fleury, Marchessault, Carlson, everybody played really, really good. Stone. And you see them beat going, we lost because a ref made a decision to do a 5-minute power play and eject somebody when it was an accident. And because of that, another team wins. And, you know, I was talking to the people we were watching the hockey with. I'm like, you know what, I see that in football all the time. There's a bad call or there's some subjective decision a ref makes. And I think that's how the Chiefs lost. You have the consequences that go on, you know, pretty significant consequences. But here's the thing. The Golden Knights can't sit there and have a pity party for too long because they got to get back up and they got another season. And it sucks for them. It sucks for Pavelski. I don't know what's going on with him. I hope he's okay. But it sounds like that injury was pretty serious, but we aren't hearing much about that. So I bring it up when, you know, life kind of sucks and you feel like you got screwed. It sounds like everybody gets screwed one way or another. So you're going to get screwed. You're going to have a bad day. You're going to get gypped. And hopefully when it happens to you, it's not as bad as somebody else. The 1-877-DOLLAR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right. Real quickly, before we get to some news here, I guess the James Bond, is this their 25th film? James Bond cast is going to be announced tomorrow. From an iconic 007 location, Daniel Craig is going to do James Bond another time. Was there rumors that he was complaining and he didn't like his job? I don't know if those rumors are true. I mean, if you're making money, you know, and you get to look all good and sexy in a movie, I don't see why would you turn that down. So I don't know if I really believe the rumors that he was complaining about his job. But the next James Bond film is due for release in 2020. They say it's going to be announced from a, quote, iconic 007 location, meaning it's probably going to be some sexy European country. And I guess we'll find out who is going to be in the next James Bond. The film is directed by Cary Joji Fukunaga. And Daniel Craig is 51 years old. Gosh, he's sexy. Yeah, I don't know who the next James Bond should be. I really think Michael Fassbender. I think Michael Fassbender would be an awesome James Bond. But I think, you know, they're looking at a whole variety of people. The Bond nemesis might be Rami Malek. Rami Malek is the guy that was doing Bohemian Rhapsody. He's also a Night at the Museum. I'm a huge fan of his. So that'd be good if he plays the bad guy. You know, they always have, you know, these James Bond movies, it's always the same type of story. I love it. But it's the, it's always the same thing. You got the good guy, bad guy. Good guy starts to win. Bad guy takes over. Good guy goes through some personal crisis. Has sex a couple times, right? Then good guy gets reinvented or reformed or rejuvenated, goes after bad guy dies, good guy wins and gets another girl and usually has sex at the end, right? Hey, that's kind of how the James Bond, it's the same story over and over again. When I was in an English class years ago, I was in honors English as a kid because I took honors classes, because I was a dork. Because I wanted to get, you know, okay, can I just say something? Okay, the reason why I got good grades in class, did I ever tell you guys why I got good grades in class? Not because I'm smart. I am no smarter than anybody else. In fact, of all my siblings, I'm the dumbest. I got the best grades. I got the highest SAT, but I'm the dumbest of all the siblings. I couldn't figure out the joke. I couldn't figure out the magic trick. My siblings are all way smarter than me. That always happened. I could just study. But I couldn't wait to move out of the house. And since my parents were poor, I remember my mom once, years ago, saying, well, get scholarship money. If you get good grades, you'll get scholarship money. So I figured scholarship money was going to be the only way I could get out of the house and, you know, be able to live on my own and do my own thing. And so I didn't get that much scholarship money, but I was able to at least get my college paid for. And then I worked at Jack in the Box, and I did a lot of side jobs like tutoring, okay, not those side jobs. Side jobs like tutoring and, you know, working for the dorms and things like that to then support myself. And but in high school, the reason why I chose honors classes, even though it could have hurt my GPA, but it didn't, is because I wanted to get these AP classes. These AP classes are these college credit classes that they offered, and they still do, in high school, that allows you to get college credit at the same time. And I love killing two birds with one stone. If you want to really know what turns me on, what really gets me, what I live for and salivate for, is killing two birds with one stone. If I could put in all this effort and hit two goals at the same time, I love it. I love that. It's just something that I don't know why psychologically I have to have that. So being able to get through my high school and get at least a semester of college out of the way at the same time, to me was just, it was better than Christmas, Hanukkah combined. So, so I did that. And, I forget what I was talking about. Why was I talking about my grades and honors classes and being a dork? Huh. Oh, so I was in honors English. And honors English, it was hard because you had to read, like, The Great Gatsby, and Shakespeare and Canterbury Tales, and I didn't understand any of that. I really don't understand Shakespeare, you know. I had to memorize it, but I don't know what I was reading. But I remember they said, in honors English, that there's only 11 true stories. I have to look it up if it's changed. But there's only 11 real stories that exist. That's it, just 11. And every single movie, every single book is a variation of that story. Now, yes, the endings can change, the protagonist can change, the antagonist can change, you can climax differently, there's so many different variations, but there's usually 11 same stories. I need to look that up and write about it. So like, you know, man meets girl, they fall in love, they fight, love lost, love regained, man meets emesis. Person is abused and down and out and downtrodden and then overcomes. Person is, I don't know. So there's these 11, and it's the same story no matter what. Like the Rocky movies. The Rocky movies, they're always predictable. And you know what? It's okay that they're predictable because we always want Rocky to win. We always want, you know, Rocky or Apollo Creed's son or whoever to win. That's okay. That's just, you know, it works. People want a happy ending. If you leave the movie theater with a happy ending, you then are happy. Okay? And they have to catch you. They have to have a climax. They have to build up suspense. You know, same thing with these horror movies. The horror movies, if you look, very similar story with a lot of these horror movies. Right? There's somebody who you want to live, and then there's other people who you kind of like. You start to like, but you kind of have a feeling they may, you don't want them to die, they die. But the one person is able to make it and fight Chucky or Freddy or whoever and make it to the end. And yeah, they cry and they need therapy for the rest of their lives. But you walk out of the movie going, okay, whew, they got the bad guy. It's the same stories over and over and over again. And here's James Bond. But the funny thing is people want to change James Bond. They want to change James Bond because they think it's sexist. You have a man who's sexy. He always has sexy women. He always sleeps with some of the women. The women throw themselves. I didn't understand that as a kid. I go, but they're not married. Why is he having sex with them? He's not going to, like, you know, marry her. But I guess, you know, that's sexy women and James Bond. Now I totally understand. Now I totally understand a one-night one-night stand with James Bond. I totally understand it. In fact, a one-minute stand, I can understand. Totally get that. Sexiest James Bond, either Pierce Brosnan, Sean Connery, or Daniel Craig. Although I did meet Pete Lazenby, and he is sexy, too. They're all sexy. Timothy Dalton, I don't know. Maybe. But anyway, back to the idea that James Bond is sexist. People want to change that. They want to change it. They don't like the idea that it's, you know, the, you know, a typical, you know, white, male, domineering, will sleep with a woman, leave her, love and leave her, you know, fight. But I don't know. It's just all the things that we're trying to, I guess, change in terms of acceptance. They don't have in a James Bond movie. You know, they don't usually have homosexuals. You know, they don't have a non-white lead. And so there's been a lot of talk of, you know, changing that. And, you know, a homosexual James Bond, how would that work? Homosexuals are very sexy. I mean, Ricky Martin is sexy, so you could still have the sexy factor. Absolutely, you can. Would their lover be a man or a woman? It would take away the, you know, quote-unquote eye candy that these James Bond movies, the Bond girls. You know, Bond movies have Bond girls. So if James Bond is homosexual, there may not be a Bond girl. There could be. I mean, they could make this happen. How they can make it happen is you could have James Bondette, right? Or, I don't know if it would work. Or they could have a, like, Moneypenny. You know, Moneypenny could be sexy. And they are making Moneypenny super sexy now. I don't know. It's difficult because, you know, as a woman, I don't need a female lead. I have liked some of the movies that, you know, some, like Wonder Woman. I think Wonder Woman did a great job. I think some movies Angelina Jolie was in. I thought Mr. and Mrs. Smith was excellent. But I really like a man in the lead. I really do. Most of the movies I like, a man was the lead role. And not because I think they're sexy or whatever. I don't know. Women are kind of rough on other women. And they're like, oh, I wouldn't do that. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But I have to admit, like, Salt and some of these other movies Angelina Jolie did, she could do a good lead. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is vowing to fight back against every subpoena issued by Democrats in the U.S. House as he spoke with reporters at the White House while leaving for a trip to Georgia, where he'll attend an opioid summit this afternoon. He told reporters that he is the most transparent of any president and called Democratic investigative efforts a bunch of nonsense, insisting again that the Robert Mueller report found no collusion and no obstruction. His special counsel, Kellyanne Conway, says it is time to move on.
When you prosecute and you investigate, you either refer for indictment or you decline to refer for indictment. The rest, frankly, is a little bit gratuitous.
Sri Lankan defense officials say the bombers behind that series of sophisticated coordinated attacks on Easter Sunday are from middle-class and well-educated upbringings. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines. Wow. Wow. Hundreds of former Boy Scouts are revealing new sexual abuse claims, exposing 150 alleged pedophiles. More than 200 individuals have come forward with new allegations of sexual abuse by members of the Boy Scouts of America in recent weeks. There is a trio, they say, of law firms, according to USA Today, seeking to uncover unidentified child abusers. A few of the victims are young, still underage or in their 20s, but many have held their secrets close for decades. James Kretschmer, 56 years old, who says a leader groped him at a Boy Scouts camp when he was in middle school, said nobody would have listened to me. The problem is when you think, is it something I did? What was I doing? Was it my fault? If I hadn't done whatever, he wouldn't have done that. And having been assaulted myself, those are the exact same things you think about. But we need to talk about this. He says, it took me years and years to realize it wasn't that little child's fault. It was the adult who had control. Samuel, 17, said he was fondled by a leader a decade ago who told him, don't say anything. For a while, I lived with those three words. That's why I didn't say anything. Advised by Tim Kozinoff, an attorney who has litigated more than 1,000 cases of sexual misconduct against organizations like the Scouts and the Mormon Church, they said the group of attorneys said it has identified 150 alleged pedophiles never before publicly accused. And you know this is going to get tricky. This is going to get tricky because you got people who were really abused and you got people who might not have been abused. And then how do you prove it? And it's, this is, I mean, we saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. We saw what happened with, I mean, this can open up a huge can of worms, but it could also bring justice to those who deserve justice. So, they say the law firms began running TV and Google ads encouraging victims to sign on as clients for a potential lawsuit after a report in December that the Boy Scouts of America prepared for a possible Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. The volume already gathered could double the number of legal cases the organization already is facing, although a bankruptcy would halt existing or future litigation. In a statement about the new allegations, Boy Scouts of America said any incident of child abuse is one too many, and nothing is more important than the safety and protection of children in our scouting programs. Now, Kozinoff and his colleagues said a bankruptcy filing would have a chilling effect on the victims' abilities to expose predators who are a threat to their communities. The number of victims who have signed on since last month is evidence for the Seattle-based attorney that many more have yet to step forward. They say that's proof that we've barely scratched the surface. He added that the FBI research has shown that each perpetrator has over 100 victims over a lifetime of offending. All right. My kids were in Boy Scouts. You kind of wonder where the incidences happen. There's a lot of opportunity, but for the most part, the boys are usually together in groups. There's usually dads nearby. The dads are usually friends of the family. And it's, on one end, I sent my kid or whatever, I mean, I felt very, very safe. I was like, there's daddies we know, or our daddy is there. And I, you know, a lot of them are of, you know, faith and religious and, you know, stuff like that won't happen. But it sounds like stuff is happening. Apparently, the Boy Scouts have been dodging abuse allegations since this landmark case of 2010 that ended with an $18.5 million damage award and the release of more than 20,000 confidential documents dubbed the, quote, perversion files. Now, the Boy Scouts of America is 100 years old, and they say they have kept track of suspected and known abusers. They've even banned leaders and volunteers between 65 and 85, but the records show that the Scouts had rarely reported those individuals to police. That's a problem. They say much like the USA Gymnastics and the Catholic Church, the USA Today says the Scouts have been accused of covering up the abuse. The scouting organization faces 200 lawsuits that its insurance companies threaten to stop covering. USA Gymnastics filed for bankruptcy protection in December, following the lead of more than a dozen church dioceses. So, the Boy Scouts have joined institutions like Michigan State, lobbying against efforts to extend statutes of limitations. So if something did happen to you 20, 30 years ago, you are able to come forward. So this is huge. Okay, so first, let's talk about why would somebody be a pedophile? Why the hell are there so many? I mean, if this is a rogue, psychotic style thinking, all right, it shouldn't be that common. It should be a real freak of nature for somebody to want to have sex with a kid. Or to fondle them or whatever. But here's the problem, okay? There's varying degrees of mental illness when somebody is a pedophile. The average pedophile doesn't start with, I want to have sex with a kid. That's not how it starts. The average pedophile may have a fetish. They may like smooth skin. They may like soft skin. They may like non-hairy. A lot of them like power, and they may want, especially in the animal kingdom, we've seen this with animals, animals will prey upon a inferior that can't fight them. And you'll see animals have sex with animals that can't fight back. And so it's the power that's attracting them. It's the, for some, it could be the pediatric genitalia. And so you have a whole variety of different mental illnesses when you deal with a pedophile. We use one term for pedophile. Pedophile. Well, I mean, I have my own choice terms for them that I can't say on air. But we have one category. We have pedophile. And then psychiatrists need to divide up what is spurring the pedophilia. Is it a control? Is it a fetish? Is it a love? I mean, have they fallen in love? Some people will fall in love with a child. I mean, I know this is a little weird, but Star Wars, the fourth movie that came out, which was technically episode one, you know, the ending was really weird because my kids say that's Anakin, and Anakin and Padme or Padme or whatever hook up later. I'm like, but he's a kid. And she's, and you see them look at each other and you're like, no, no. She looks like an adult and he looks like, it just seemed odd. It just whatever. But people will fall in love with people as kids. I don't know. Some of these, pedophiles were abused themselves. They wanted the brother or sister they never had. They wanted the childhood they never had. And they fall in love with the child that they see and they wish to be. And so you're not dealing with normal thinking. You're dealing with a mind that is psychotic. And so you can't use logic. And I understand some people have fetishes. They like, you know, teddy bears or, you know, they like to watch people have sex or whatever. There's a variety of different sexual fetishes. But you have people out there with sexual fetishes, a kid. That's not allowed. That's sick. And so once you start to see that there could be a variety of things leading somebody to pedophilia, then there's not just one treatment. There's not just a small sect of people. There could be tons of people out there. And again, when you are abused, I said it to myself. I was like, okay, you know what? This was my fault. I should have never let him drive me home. I should have taken a cab. You know, I mean, you do. You start to blame yourself. You, when bad things happen, you always blame yourself first. And then you get embarrassed. I didn't tell anybody. No way. I didn't think anybody would believe me. No way was I going to tell anybody. Now, I made that choice, so I'm not going to come forward now. I made that choice back then. No sense ruining that person's life now. I don't think they're a threat. But I said that same thing to myself. This was my fault. So we need to change our thinking. But we need to identify those who could be pedophiles. And unfortunately, they keep that stuff secret. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Some of you guys have emails and questions, but I want to get to some news here. We got an E. coli outbreak now linked to ground beef that has now spread to 10 states, sickening 156 people. Tainted ground beef. And it's the ground beef that, you know, I like to stick my fingers in. You know, you like to knead the dough. I like to knead ground beef. I could bathe in ground beef. I just think beef, you know, with the pink and the white fat and the... When I was a little kid, and you would see the real tight, airtight, saran-wrapped ground beef, I would stick my finger. I just had to stick my finger in it. And one time I would bust open the package, and my mom would like be, oh, my gosh, you're in trouble. You know, because now I had, like, raw meat on my finger, and now I poked a hole in the meat, and she would have to buy it. So, yeah, we ran. We would flee from a lot of grocery stores. But, you know, E. coli, it can happen. So according to the CDC, at this time, no common supplier, distributor, or brand of ground beef has been identified. Of the 156 people with reported cases, 20 have been hospitalized. No deaths, thank God. but it's a bad E. coli. The investigation led to the spread of a Shiga toxin-producing E. coli 0103. This is the bad one. Remember that bad, bad jack-in-the-box E. coli outbreak? Put people in renal failure? This is the one. This is the same type of pathogen, even though the jack-in-the-box one was like decades ago. Anyway, it began on March 28th after health officials of both Kentucky and Georgia reported outbreaks to the CDC. So far, there have been 65 reported cases and 33 reported cases in Kentucky and Georgia, respectively. We've seen some cases in Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. Now, the CDC notes that infections occurring after March 26 may not be yet accounted for, as those with illnesses have not reported on them. So I can't tell you how many people have had some, you know, stomach upset calling telemedicine. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And I'm like, okay, go to the doctor so they could do a sample of your stool. They could give you a container. You could do it at home in private. Sample the stool. Figure out what it is. Most people don't. They get over it on their own, and they don't report it. How many times have you reported having diarrhea? I haven't. I kind of keep that to myself. Well, I mean, I tell you guys. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you have diarrhea. So if I leave in the middle of a segment, you guys know where I'm going. I tell you guys because, you know, we're family. We're close. But I don't want, you know, my doctor knowing. It's private stuff. Private. Listen, there's probably, what, five people that listen to the show. I know I act like there's millions. Well, maybe there are. Okay, but don't tell me, all right? Otherwise, I won't tell you all the personal stuff. And boy, do I have a lot of personal stuff. So, they're right now looking into the source of contaminated beef. As of Tuesday, the agency has not recommended that people refrain from eating ground beef. I wouldn't. If the government told me to not eat beef, sorry, I like my beef. But it stressed that consumers and restaurants should handle ground beef safely and cook it thoroughly to avoid foodborne illness. I say rule of thumb is 165 degrees. If you can't remember poultry versus beef versus chicken, just do 165 degrees and let it, like, be at that heat for a good few minutes. That's what I would do. Okay? Now, most strains of E. coli are harmless, believe it or not. Some are pathogenic and some cause illness. You get stomach cramps, diarrhea, the bacteria transmitted through contaminated water or food. Sometimes contact with other people's feces can do it. You know, people ask, how is E. coli living in us, but then that dangerous? I mean, you'll have women get an E. coli bladder infection. It'll go up to the kidneys, and then they could go into urosepsis. And it's a bacteria that's been living in them. It's your body is very intricate, and your body is designed to have certain things where they're supposed to be. And the E. coli is supposed to be in your colon. That's why it's coli. And if it goes in a place that's not ready for it or isn't supposed to house it, it can breed or it could die. But it could cause some problems. Women are a lot more prone to bladder infections because of their plumbing. You know, if you wipe number two before number one, you know, we always say wipe from front to back when you use toilet paper. Yeah, women use toilet paper. But if you go back and forth, you're going to get stool and stuff into the urethra. And bladder infections, you know, could be common. But the most common cause of a bladder infection is sex. You know, you're having sex, and while, you know, he's trying to find where to go in, it picks up bacteria from other spots. That's why bladder infections, UTIs, used to be called the honeymooners infection. Because, you know, people used to wait till they got married. All of a sudden, they'd have sex on their honeymoon for the very first time. They'd come back from their honeymoon with a rip-roaring bladder infection. And it hurts. Signs of a bladder infection are you feel like you always have to pee, but nothing hardly comes out. It's because you have these contractions and this inflammation by the urethra and the smooth muscle. Bladders hurt. They're really tender. So if you have any inflammation, it feels like, okay, I got urine there, I gotta go. And you don't have to. That's why, and there's just a little bit. And then after you pass the urine, because of the inflammation, it just inflames it more because urine is acidic and, you know, you're going where there's possible bacteria. And so after you pee, you feel this big rash of a, and you know it's coming. Because you're peeing going, oh, gosh, I don't want to, it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt. As soon as you finish peeing, it's like, zoom, and you're like, ow, ow, ow. I will actually be in the bathroom screaming, ow. It hurts that bad when you have a bladder infection. It's like a sore throat. You're like, it hurts when I swallow, it hurts when I swallow. You swallow, and you're like, ow. It hurts. And so what do we do for a bladder infection? Well, you need to have fluids. You need to flush it out. So they go, drink a lot of fluids. You're like, uh-uh, no. Well, don't you want to stop the infection? Uh-uh, no. Don't want to pee. I do not want to pee. It hurts to pee. No fluids for me. Get the fluids in you. Get the fluids and flush that sucker out. And then a lot of times you need an antibiotic, too. So E. coli can do a variety of things, but when you eat E. coli, because people say, well, wait a second, if E. coli is in your colon, why is consuming it in food so deadly? Well, remember, your body absorbs things. That intestine, your small intestine, just because E. coli lives in the lower colon doesn't mean your smaller intestine wants it. And if it absorbs it and it infects and it gets in there, it could get into your system very easily. So it's kind of bad stuff. So CDC recommends hand washing, washing fruits, washing vegetables, cooking meat thoroughly, avoiding cross-contamination and food preparation as ways to prevent E. coli. And it's funny. You know, you don't really notice a lot of E. coli in fast food joints as much as, you know, because a lot of the preservatives, you know, prevent bacteria from growing. It's kind of sad, but that's the truth of the matter is. So fresh ground beef, you need to cook well. Now, some of you guys are like, Dr. Dahlia, I like my steak medium rare. I like it rare. First of all, if you're eating steak rare, just take a bite in an animal. I mean, honestly, you're not even cooking it. If it's rare and there's blood all over the place on the plate, and then you mix your potato in the blood, when I see that your mashed potatoes are pink, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Why'd you even go to a restaurant? You know, just go to a butcher and sink your teeth into it on your drive home. But the problem is, you know, your meat, it's not sterile. You know, and even when you cook it, it's not sterile. Okay? To sterilize something, you got to autoclave or you got to pasteurize it. And then still, if it's out in the open, it's, you know. So, you know, we think that, well, if we sear it a little bit, we're going to cook everything off. A well-done steak usually doesn't have as much E. coli issues as something that could be, you know, something more raw. This is ground beef, though. We're not talking about steak, but because a lot of us are, you know, into steak. I'm into steak. If I had a choice between a ground beef patty or steak, it's steak. But you serve me a Salisbury steak, I'm like, ooh. Ground beef that looks like steak. I don't know. It's the consistency. I like bricks. I like to cut pieces of meat that stick on a fork. I just do. It's just yummy. I'm hungry. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.